Sitka's Sheldon Jackson College shuttered its doors about 5 years ago, but its Board of Trustees continues to operate, managing old debts and property that hasn't yet been sold or given away. That includes Readout Falls, about a 15-minute skiff ride south of the Baranoff Island community. The falls and parts of a same-named lake and bay make up the trustee's 160-acre claim. Readout is a much-used sport and subsistence fishing area.
Our goal is to continue to make available to the general public the access to the subsistence sockeye fishing that is so important to the community.
That's Trustees Board Vice Chairwoman Heather McCarty speaking at a recent press conference. She says the board still has a few $100,000 of debt to pay, but
we will not be using ownership of Readout to develop or change in any way the current use of the property.
Sheldon Jackson trustees filed a claim earlier this year with the Federal Bureau of Land Management, which decides ownership. The trustees do not have the actual title or deed documenting Readout sale from before the United States bought Alaska from Russia, but they recently filed detailed legal paperwork tracing ownership through 1981 when the property was deeded to the college. That claim is countered by Sea Alaska. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation filed for title to an approximately 10-acre site around Readout Falls in the mid-1970s. It's the last part of about 95 cultural and historic sites the corporation requested as part of its Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act land selections. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris says the trustees' claims are for long-gone buildings, not land.
Plus, it ignores the historic Tlingit use before Russian occupancy, during Russian occupancy, and then even after Russian occupancy.
Harris says Sea Alaska can prove Readout is a Native cultural and historic site eligible for selection under the Settlement Act. He says the Bureau of Land Management was close to conveying the land when Sheldon Jackson filed its competing claim. College trustees attorney Cabot Christensen says the board decided to speed legal action after Sea Alaska's claim started getting more attention.
We became concerned that the fisheries protection was not going to be sufficient to protect the fisheries program that was ongoing, that's been ongoing there for the last 30 years. And we also became concerned that the public access rights were not being protected.
Sheldon Jackson says it's seeking a partner to share management of the Readout area and eventually take it over. Sea Alaska says it would do a better job working with local officials to maintain access. Harris says the corporation has been negotiating a management and use agreement with Sitka's municipal and tribal governments. He says talks also included the Forest Service, which takes measures to boost sockeye production in the lake.
The Sitka tribe was very clear in its expectation that this site would be one that all of the community would be able to use for subsistence purposes, and that the fisheries enhancement projects that are currently on the site are ongoing.
Critics have worried Sea Alaska might lose Readout, as well as other lands, if it failed and went bankrupt. Harris says the corporation is financially secure, and fishermen should worry more about a possible Sheldon Jackson takeover.
They're an organization that is, I will say, a defunct institution, and it has creditors. We don't understand what their relationship is, and if Sheldon Jackson actually receives title, I'm not certain how they can guarantee that the property will not be transferred to another entity.
It's unclear how long federal officials will take to sort through the claims. In the meantime, it will continue to be managed by the U.S. Forest Service. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.